As the coalition's name indicates, its top priority is putting an end to the waiting lists for state-funded programs that serve the disabled, especially programs that provide support for them in the community instead of placing them in institutions. At a Get Out the Vote picnic this weekend in Madison, disability advocate Dennis Harkins said despite the current budget crisis, the disabled still want candidates to address their issues.
It's really time to prioritize where we put money and to move that funding into the community as we help more people live in the community. If there's new funding for anything, this is an area that we think should be at the top of people's list.
The coalition hopes to register a record number of voters with disabilities this year. Harkin says the goal isn't to elect a Democrat or Republican, but rather to make sure that whoever is elected, he or she will address disability issues. Lisa Pugh is the parent of a disabled child. Her top priority is to increase funding for respite programs that allow people like her to take a break from the almost constant care her daughter needs.
I will, as a parent, be looking really closely at a candidate's stance on these issues, and I can tell you that I will base my vote solely on how somebody feels about programming for people with disabilities, because it's my future and my daughter's future that depends upon it.
Also on the political agenda for advocates for the disabled is a living wage for home health care workers and other workers who provide direct support for the disabled, and a requirement that both Medicaid and private health insurance policies provide coverage for mental health services. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.